Монголын дуу хоолой радио ярьж байна.
The Voice of Mongolia in English is speaking. Сайн байна уу? Welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, the capital city of Mongolia. This half-hour transmission can be heard in Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1430 UTC at 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also visit our website at www.vom.mn/en and listen to an online version of our daily broadcast.
Hello, welcome to the Sunday music program of Voice of Mongolia in English. We've started telling the oldest surviving literary work in the Mongolian language, The Secret History of the Mongols, or a Mongolian epic chronicle of the 13th century, in a new bi-weekly series called Mongolian Literature. The Secret History of the Mongols introduces about the only genuine native account of the life and deeds of our Genghis Khan, one of the world's outstanding figures. In this fifth part, or the second episode of Chapter 2, please enjoy the teenage years of great Genghis Khan. And also we will provide you inspiration through some energetic Mongolian music and songs. Stay with us. From the warmth of my womb, when he broke forth fiercely, this one was born, clutching a black clot of blood, like a hussard dog snapping at its oven after birth, like a panther assailing a cliff, like a lion uncontrollable in its rage, like a dragon snake swallowing its prey alive, like a gerfalcon that attacks its own shadow, like a pike swallowing silence, like a camel and rat biting its foe's heel, like a wolf stalking its prey under cover of a blizzard, like a mandarin duck eating its chicks when it can't manage them, like a jackal ganging up with its pack when one threatens its den, like a tiger never hesitant when seizing its prey, like a brat attacking wildly. You've destroyed just one. We've no friend but our shadow. We've no whip but our horse's tail, and one, unable to put up with the outrage of our tattooed kinsmen, we ask ourselves who shall take vengeance on them. You behave to each other, saying that you cannot live together. Thus she spoke, and citing old sayings, quoting ancient words, mightily reviled her sons. Soon after this, Targuda Hirultuk of the Tachut came at the head of his bodyguard and said, "The little rascals have shed their down. The snotty ones have grown up." Please listen to a song named Land of Blue Sky.
дэлшүүгүй аралт тэрэгний хүрдээ дахиад дахиад туулшүүгүй хөх Монгол нутагми
Frightened, the mothers and the older and younger brothers barricaded themselves in the thick forest. Bilgute tore out trees and, hauling them up together, erected a palisade. While Hasar exchanged arrow shots, Hachiung, Timuge, and Timulung were thrust between clefts in the cliff. They were battling in this fashion when the Taechu shouted, "Send out your elder brother Timujin. We've known it for the rest of you." Upon this shouting, they put Timujin on a horse and made him escape. The Taechu saw him fleeing into the forest and went in pursuit, but Timujin managed to steal into a thicket on the Tirgune Heights. The Taechu could not get in, so they kept watch round about the thicket. Timujin spent 3 days and nights in the thicket. Then he said, "I will get out." As he moved on leading his horse after him, his saddle worked itself loose, fell from the horse, and was left behind. When he went back and looked, he saw that the saddle had loosened and remained behind even though the breast strap was still attached and the saddle girt was still fastened. He said, the saddle girt could of course have loosened up, but how could the breast strap also have worked itself loose? Is this a warning from heaven? He turned back and spent 3 more days and nights there. When he started out again, a white rock the size of a tent fell at the opening of the thicket, blocking the opening. He said, "Is this a warning from heaven?" He turned back and spent 3 more days and nights there. Now, let's listen to a new song named Messenger of Genghis Khan.
Зэрлгийг буулгаж Тэнхээ томгодон хүлгийн Хүчэлдэг зон дээр дарцагдаж Нар мөрлөх зүгээс Хэмрийн сэтгтэй дээр бэж Дөрвөн цагийн эргэл Тэнд дөрөө жийсэн ч туцаад Итри үсэн явраар Цантай Чандас туртан хөдгөөдэ Дээдсэн зэрлэг үүдсэн олох Арг мөрчүүдэ Дээдсэн төрийн цадгийг Хэрсүү ханаа дээгэ Эмнэг аксал мордийн Гандырон дээр босо Хан төрийн үүцэг Ханцүй дотроо зангэдаж Дайдар мордох зарийг Далайсын сэлэм шиг болгасан Итрийсын жаврар Цантай зухан хөдөргөн Эрмгавий тубан Турэн сэдэгта дусан Эдхийн чангадад оцалсан Чангас турдан хөдөгөөдэ Дээдсэн зэрдэг өлтсэн Омог бардан өчүүдэ Цахилуулсан көрслөг борэрчүүл Түнмэрийн дэртээн тэнгэрийн дэрлэг хүүргээч Үхэн шаргал хуудсан бэх астамға мүнхөлсөөн Итрийсэн явраар цантай болхан дөдіргөөн Эрмгавий тубан туурайн садихта дуусан Эдхэн жандадад оглуулсан шандас
After having been already 9 days and nights without food, he said, Why must I die so ignominiously? I will get out. With his arrow-sharpening knife, he cut the bushes so thick that it was impossible to get out round that white rock. The size of a tent, which had fallen and blocked the opening, he let his horse slip through and came out of the thicket. But the Tetsud were keeping watch. As soon as he emerged, they seized him and took him away. After having taken Temujin away, Targoda Hirultuk gave the order to his people that he should spend one night in rotation. As this was happening, on the 16th of the first month of summer, the day of the Red Circle, the Tetsud held a feast on the bank of the Onon. At sunset, they dispersed. Temujin had been brought to this feast by a weak young man. After the people at the feast had dispersed, Temujin pulled the leash of his kang away from that weakling, hit him once on the head and ran away. Then, telling himself that if he lay down in the forest by the Onon, he would be seen, he reclined on his back in the water stream and, letting his kang float with the current, he lay with only his face clear. When the man who had let him escape called out in a loud voice, "I let the prisoner escape." The scattered Tetsud gathered together again. In the moonlight, which was as bright as daylight, they searched the forest by the Onon. Sarhanshar happened to pass by and he saw Temujin lying in the stream. He said to him, "It's just because you are so clever and because there is fire in your eyes, there is light in your face, that your tattooed kinsmen are so jealous. Lie just so, I shall not tell them." And with these words, he went off. Now, let's receive a song called "I'm Mongolian." When the tattoo said, "Let's go back and search once more," Sarhanshar said, "Let's go back each on his own way and search, looking at the places which we have not yet looked at." They agreed and made a search, going back by the very same way. As Sarhanshar again passed by him, he said, "Your kinsmen are approaching, sharpening their teeth. Lie just so and be careful." And with these words, he went off. When the Tachut said, "Let's go back and search once more," Sarhanshar again spoke and said, "Tachut Prince, you've lost a whole man and a shining and bright day. How shall we find him now in the dark night? Let's go back each by his own way and search once more, looking at the places which we've not yet looked at. Then let us disperse. Tomorrow we shall reassemble and look for him again. Where could that man go with the Kang?" They agreed and went back searching. As Sarhanshar again passed by Timujin, he said to him, "We decided that we will go home after this search and look for you tomorrow. Now, wait until we have completely dispersed, then go and look for your mother and younger brothers. If someone sees you, don't tell him you were seen and reveal that it was I who saw you." And with these words, he went off. Timujin waited until they had completely dispersed. Then he thought to himself, "The other day when I was made to spend the night in rotation, I spent one night in the tent of Sarhong Shar. His two sons, Chimba and Cholung, felt in their hearts very sorry for me, and seeing me at night, they took my kang, relieved me of it, and enabled me to spend the night resting. Again now, when Sarhong Shar saw me, he passed by without telling anyone. Now, those same people will surely save me. So saying, he went downstream along the Onung River looking for the tent of Sarhong Shar. Now, let's listen to an inspirational song on country. Right, in today's Sunday music program, you've heard the fifth part or the second episode of chapter 2 of The Secret History of the Mongols. The episode came to you in a new bi-weekly series named Mongolian Literature. The series will be aired on Sunday every 2 weeks and will tell about history that is known Mongolian numeric literary masterpiece. Hope you enjoyed the episode, and goodbye until we talk to you following parts.